We heard Governor Romney there in Virginia, but unusually he's still out campaigning today in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Let's talk now to one of the most senior figures in the Mitt Romney campaign. Kerry Healey was his lieutenant governor in Massachusetts. So your candidate is still out campaigning today. Is that a sign of determination or desperation?
Complete determination, and we've been so excited in these last few days that even more and more states have been moving into that undecided or swing state category. States we never imagined we would be competitive in. Our internal polling shows that we're absolutely even, and Ohio is one of those states. Pennsylvania is one of those states. I was in Minnesota last night campaigning, not a place I expected to be in the beginning of the day, but by the end of the day, it was in play.
Well, you can have lots of disputes about the polling, but overall, most of the experts would say that President Obama has a very narrow lead. Now, polls can be unreliable, but there's been so much polling done, especially in the battleground states, and it's been pretty consistent over a long period of time.
Yes, some of it has been, but on the other hand, there also have grown up these very serious debates and arcane debates from most people's standpoints about the way the polls are weighted, whether they're expecting the electorate to look very much like it did in 2008, or whether they've been able to reassess properly and say what the American electorate is going to look like today. And, you know, our polls, the way that we've looked at it, we see a movement toward the Republican Party over the course of the last 4 years. People are very disappointed with what has occurred under President Obama, and we do not believe that many of the polls that we're seeing are going to accurately reflect what we're going to see in the polls today.
Isn't it surprising, though, given all the criticism that you've made about President Obama's handling of the economy, and in fact that, you know, unemployment is still around 8%, that you haven't been able to seal the deal with the electorate?
You know, America is a very closely divided country, and it has been for some time. If you look at our last three elections, putting the 2008 election aside, it's been very, very close. And so I think we're still in that situation. But this was a debate about ideas in this particular election, I think more so than ever in my memory. And so we have two very different visions for the future of America under Governor Romney and under President Obama, and so the people are going to have a very stark choice to make today.
And we heard one of those ideas being discussed by Kathleen Sebelius in reference to Hurricane Sandy, and she said that that made the case that there was a need for strong government.
Well, and perhaps efficient and effective government as well. And quite tragically, so many people in New York and New Jersey and elsewhere around the country that were impacted by the storm are still struggling without electricity at this moment, without essential